Planting and cultivating home vegetable gardens takes hard work and certain investment in seeds, starts, and soil amendments. And protecting that investment from varmints can also cost money, unless you build a pallet garden. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Rob Button weeds a raised bed in his large garden plot behind his home on Mount Sequoia, which he shares with his spouse, Christy, two sons, Connor and Riley, and two hounds, Paws and Panic Button.
This is a bed that just kind of laid fallow over the winter. I probably should have covered it. I didn't. But good thing is, I have some volunteer strawberries from last year that are still here, so that's one less thing I have to plant.
Plot's overgrown with fescue and chickweed, but Rob has a good excuse for his late start this spring.
I'm a psych nurse. I work nights. And so, our weather this spring has been a little goofy. It's been really cold. And usually when it's daytime, I'm sleeping. So the opportunities that I have to work out here are few and far between, and I've been focusing on getting the fence ready.
Rob's also growing the footprint of his garden this season with a new fenced boundary made up of scavenged pallets.
Most of them are about 3.5 by 3.5. Some of them are larger, some of them are smaller.
Now you have to be mindful when using the pallets because some of the wood is treated.
There are really actually two main types of pallets, and that's how the wood is treated. One of them is heat treated, and you can use those next to food. And then the others are chemically treated, and you definitely don't want to use those next to food.
Every pallet should have a stamp along the edge indicating if the wood contains chemicals. HT stands for heat treated, which is safe to use adjacent to food plots. Rob Button chose to start the fence line off three large wood-framed compost bins.
And so those are pretty good structures. Those are kind of nailed or screwed together. So I kind of went out from there, kind of just nailing them together. And then about every third pallet or so, I've got some sort of stake or rebar or random something pounded into the ground, essentially to help to hold them up.
Some of the stakes are 20-foot-tall bamboo poles, also scrounged from local groves. He uses found wooden crates to build the corners. But can't hungry deer jump over a 4-foot-tall pallet?
For the deer, I'm going to string some twine between them and then just kind of hang some down. So, they may get brave and come in, but usually a visual deterrence and maybe some hanging pie plates and things might help keep them away some. And then I'm going to do chicken wire all along the bottom to keep the rabbits out.
So where does he score all the free pallets?
There's lots and lots of pallets around. A lot of like furniture stores and other places will have them just hanging out back. And I find if you go and ask there, many of them are like, oh yeah, please take them off our hands.
Pallets are made from leftover lumber scraps, and nearly 2 billion are circulating in the U.S. at any given time. Transporting all sorts of merchandise. Of course, supply chain retailers increasingly utilize professional management solutions to reclaim or reuse broken pallets. Then there are people like Rob Button helping to keep pallets out of landfills. Now, were he to install a chain link fence instead, it would cost him $200 per 50 feet. These pallets are free. He also purchases compost and mulch from the city by the truckload, which is super cheap. And he shows off one more experiment, two long lasagna beds.
You take shredded leaves, of which we have plenty. We have 7.5 acres, lots of trees. Shredded leaves and peat moss and compost or manure. So these beds have been cooking, essentially, with the plastic over them since November. So they should be ready to plant in, as soon as I have the opportunity to make it happen. So I've got three of these, and Riley's going to do, I think, one of these. Hello, little earthworm. Here we go.
I think I'm going to do that one.
Well, that's fine.
That's Rob's 10-year-old son, Riley, who's tending his own garden plot. Rob Button says the pallet fence project has been a family affair.
It's been a fun little project, and I've enjoyed getting outside and teaching the kids how to use a hammer and a drill and being creative and just kind of going with it. It's fun.
Pallet garden fences is just one way to reuse discarded pallets. The material can also be transformed into benches, which can be sanded and varnished, shelves, tables, even flooring. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.